Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Welcome back, Nation. We have some Rangers breaking news. We'll get that to you real quickly, and then we'll get to Ralph Stranges here talking Game 6, Stars and Avalanche segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. We go to Ken Rosenthal's Twitter account. 7 minutes ago, he tweeted, Rangers are demoting first baseman Jake Berger and promoting first baseman Blaine Crim from AAA. Sources telling The Athletic plan is for Berger to reset and return soon. That is awesome. I don't think I could be more wrong than I was about 10 minutes ago when it comes to Jake Berger. I thought you'd be patient with the guy that had demonstrated that ability, but I think this is CY looking for something, and Crim has been killing it down there, hasn't he, Wolchuk?
He has 115 at-bats. He's hitting .313, 7 homers, 25 RBIs. He's got a stolen base. His OPS is at .930. So he is very deserving of a call-up, and not to mention he's rocking an incredible stash. So
that thing is impressive.
Hopefully Blaine Crim can step up and give you some quality at-bats. And for Jake, I mean, maybe this is the reset he needs because he's certainly very, very capable. I mean, you talked about the last 2 years, what he's been able to do. This is a guy who's got power,
yeah.
And right now he needs to find it.
30-bomb type of power, you know. We should be getting 5-6 home runs a month as Ralph Stranges joins us now with Game 6 coming up in just over 2 hours. A good evening, Ralph. How the heck you doing out there?
Good. Speaking of bomb power,
yep.
No. Speaking of being wrong, I hope I'm wrong. I picked Colorado when the series started.
Okay.
So yeah. Tonight I'm looking to be really wrong as the Stars are in Denver with a chance to close it out, the first of two chances to close it out, and four big games on tonight. For the NHL playoffs. It's such a fun. I love this first couple of weeks because there's three or four games on every night, and these first rounds, teams are trying to kill each other. It's great TV. It's great TV. How are you guys doing? Gavin, what's
amazing.
Up, guys? Huh?
Well, we're doing great.
We're fantastic.
Better now.
How could you be any better considering that they had two players down? They're up 3-2. This is paradise here.
Yeah, it is. It is. Like, it's house money night tonight, which is good, right? Like, you know, if they have to come back home and they have to play a seventh game, it is at American Airlines Center. It gives, you know, a guy like Miro Heiskanen another day or two to maybe decide whether they want to bring him in. But I find it unlikely that they're going to play him in this round. But, they're not playing him tonight, clearly. But without their best defenseman, who is more than a defenseman, he runs the game. He's got the puck half the hockey game. You know, you're not in trouble. You're not running around. And their leading goal scorer to be in this spot tonight. It's awesome. I don't think Colorado thought they were going to be here when they kind of handled them in game one in Dallas. But yet Dallas is here tonight, and they're here because, you know, the goaltending has been terrific. And in game five, they got all their big guys on the score sheet, including newly acquired Mikko Rantanen. So if they can ride what they just did, they got a real shot to put them out tonight.
How crazy is this environment? You've been there firsthand for these matchups in Colorado, Ralph. I mean, it used to be Pepsi Center, now Ball Arena. But you're going to get the desperate team theory, as Brian always talks about with us. Colorado on the verge of elimination. Cale Makar, does he finally step up tonight? But how hostile is this environment going to be for the Stars?
Well, it's going to be hostile, right? Like these games are nuts. Okay. I mean, you go through the regular season and you get some big nights and there's a lot of fun stuff, but this is just an entirely different world. And so the thing I think that, that going in tonight, yeah, I mean, there have been players like Makar who you wonder, is he going to score a goal? I mean, he had 30 from the blue line in the regular season and he's taken a lot of shots. I think he has 20 shots or something in the series, but he hasn't been able to find the net. It's, you know, they've got a lot of skill and it's something to be very concerned about there and speed. And we saw it like the last time Dallas was in there, they really got run out of the building. And so that's, you know, that's possible. But I think one of the things I always talk about, and today I wrote in my Substack at Ralph Stack, please subscribe, teams always say the same thing. Well, we got to be ready for their push because it's going to be loud and crazy in there. And well, why don't we push? You know, why don't we say screw that? And why don't we bring it to them a little bit here in the first period and not just try and absorb this team for the first 10 minutes? You know, why don't we go on the attack and try and get that lead? Because you saw the difference. Dallas finally got a lead in game five. And when you can play, you know, hockey, especially this time of year, you know, it's really hard for teams to come back. And so I think the best way to diffuse that, you know, that environment there and that, you know, that hurricane that they're walking into and a guy like Makar and McKinnon and to kind of throw everybody off is to get one early, like the Stars did the other day. And then the whole thing kind of changes. Then the pressure gets more and more, builds up on them. So yeah, it is nuts in there. I miss doing games this time of year. That's a fact.
Hey, Ralph. Okay, we get to game six. How do you think the officials handle this? Is it now to the point where, okay, we're going to let the players decide this in a game six or a game seven? Or how do you think this game will be officiated tonight? Because it just appears that blades around skate blades are winding up being tripping calls. How are we going to handle this tonight?
Yeah, I don't know, man. You know, like I just did. So I have this new thing called the Ralph Cast, which is sort of a podcast, but it's more like a TV show. It's a 30-minute fun thing where I have a hockey guest and I do some other stuff, and then I sort of read an essay on the end of the show, like Brian Gumbel did or Scott Van Pelt or something like that. And I talk about officiating is just nuts in all the sports right now.
Right.
I don't believe in a grand conspiracy that, you know, somewhere everybody wants the Chiefs to play in the Super Bowl and somewhere else they're trying to pick which teams get through the playoffs. I think games are super hard to officiate. You know, the players are so big and so fast and the officials are, you know, older guys, right? And they're trying to keep up, a lot of them. I think what happens is now with everyone trying to get every call right to keep the integrity of the betting public happy, right? Because there's all of this happening now. Everyone's relying on replay. Sure. And you can kind of look at the TV and you watch these games, all the games, watch any of them, you know, basketball, football, baseball, hockey. And you see guys looking to like, well, maybe replay will save us. Yeah. You know, the officials, it almost looks like they're waiting to be validated by replay or by someone else. And so calls are very strange. And in hockey, there's a lot of sort of what we call these bailout calls, you know, where you can call a double minor just to get it reviewed, or you can call a major just to get it reviewed. And we're seeing this happen. So, you know, to answer the question, I'm not sure what we're going to see tonight, but the thing that you should feel better about is that it's happening to everybody. You know, I think, you know, Colorado has some really good legs to stand on. You know, Roope Hintz should have gotten a cross-checking, you know, double minor, major, maybe even for his hit on Nathan McKinnon the other night. And the Stars certainly have a bunch of things that they would like to talk about. So, you know, generally what happens is, and I'll give you guys quick on the inside. So there's a series supervisor that works all these series, right? Mm-hmm. And so he's an official supervisor, and the GMs, you know, every day they talk to these guys, right? And they're always working the supervisor working them. But the GMs all come, you know, either before a series or even before the playoffs start. And they kind of all get together and say, this is how we kind of want it called, you know? And so there is a little bit of that sort of going into it. But as series go on, generally there's fewer and fewer calls made, right? Mm-hmm. So they will let the guys decide it a little bit. But I don't know if I'd necessarily want that if I'm Dallas, because their power play's been good. So
right.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's a mess, right? I don't know. I think it's just if you go in there saying, look, if the guy's in the box, it's a penalty. And if they don't put him in there, it's not. And we just got to get through it regardless. I think that's the way to go. And in my Ralph Cast podcast on YouTube this week, I do a nice little piece on that. I don't know. I mean, what are you guys seeing? Like, it's nuts, right? All the sports lately.
Yeah. Well, yes. I think there's more replay, which brings in more critique. And then what's frustrating for me, Ralph, is that the replay isn't precise enough to give us a definitive answer. So, I'd like to see it go back to how it was.
Yeah, it's hard, right? Because, everybody's trying to get it right. See, I don't know if you watched the Minnesota game the other night, but they're down 3-2 because of a toenail.
Offside,
right?
Yeah,
offside by a whisker.
Right.
Like a whisker, on replay. And it happened a minute before the goal was scored. So, it was offside. And I guess that's the right call. But is that really the spirit of what we're doing? So, it is. But it's, you can have a lot of debate about that. I don't know, man. I would try and not look at the officiating tonight and just try and get through it.
Personally, I cannot wait until cameras and computers can have it perfect, and then we can just let the guys play and not have to talk about it. But, Ralph, let me ask you about this. Game six tonight, how much of an advantage is it to get the job done here and then get the extra rest before the next series starts?
It's huge. It's huge for every time you play a playoff game, the risk is enormous. You risk an injury, you risk something really bad happening to your group. And in this case, if you lose tonight, you A, have to play a seventh game where B, anything can happen and you might not advance. So, the earlier you can get out, the better. The fatigue that wears on a team that's trying to win the cup, the fewer games they can play, the better it is. And both Dallas and Colorado, the West is so stacked that we're getting maybe, it's two of the top four teams in the West playing in round one. Either one of these teams could win the Stanley Cup, and only one of them is going to go on. So, we want them out tonight if we can get them out. But we also don't want to lose sight of, you're going to hear all the coach speak and the hyperbole and the, and all the platitudes and things. We do have two shots to win one game, and Colorado cannot lose tonight. So that is where that desperation comes from that Dallas is going to have to match.
Jake Ottinger, 50th career playoff game at age 26. You brought up game four in Colorado. He gets chased from that one. What have you thought about Otter in this series and the goaltending in general? Because it seems like Blackwood, maybe you can take advantage of him, and he starts thinking like, oh, no, is this about to snowball on me?
Yeah. I mean, that right now, like Jake to me looks like a guy who's ready to close it. He's played great this series. Even that game where he got pulled, I didn't think that was on him. I mean, he stopped 20 of 21 in the second period, and he's down 3-0. And I think that was more Pete going, you guys don't deserve him. I'm saving him for the next game. Go finish this thing out and we'll deal with it later. Right. But he has been, the numbers say it's a statistical saw off between the two of them. But, you know, for this series. But Jake's, you know, he's experienced. He's won series before. He's won big games before. He's advanced before. And he's got the big contract. This is where this has to matter right now. This is where Jake Oettinger, if he's that guy, because Ed Belfour did it. He walked into Colorado and said, no, you won't be moving on. Not tonight. No, sir. And so that's what has to happen. And I'm glad you brought that up because he's played well enough to do it. But then this is one tonight that, you know, if you're Jake Oettinger, you know, you got to go in there and say, I'm better than that guy. Okay. So let's friggin' go here. Let's turn their lights out tonight.
You said you picked Avs, and if the Stars win tonight, you would be wrong. But why would it be wrong? What would you reconsider maybe about how good this team is, or do you think they were just fortunate to get through?
Well, you know, I mean, the thing that I thought was watching them the last 3 weeks, and you and I talked about this last week, they didn't look right. You know, they were uncompetitive. They looked disinterested. You know, their defending game sucked. They were losing people in their zone that they never lose. You know, uncharacteristically, they lose 7 in a row to end the season, and they just didn't look right. So I couldn't, based on that, you know, and the fact that, you know, they've had some shaky stuff, that they were going to get, you know, that they were going to be able to get past Colorado, who was at full strength, and Dallas did not have Miro Heiskanen and Jason Robertson in the lineup. I think what happened here and why the Stars are up 3-2 is, you know, we finally saw how the Stars can really outplay them in game 5 when their top goal scorers play. But they had 2 games there where they trailed the entire game. They took bad penalties, you know, and then they won in overtime, right? They just kind of grinded those games out. Those 2 games tipped the series. Right. Winning in game 2 in overtime with an unlikely goal scorer in Colin Blackwood, and then killing 3.5 minutes in overtime right away to start the overtime on that Marchment call and Tyler Seguin scoring. Those are 2 games that turn the series and 2 specific incidents. If going back, I couldn't pick them without Miro and without Robertson going into the playoffs the way they did. So, you know, I mean, those 2 games, or if you're the Avs, you're pointing at those 2 games going, how the hell did we let that happen?
Yeah.
But if you're the Stars, so what? We're up 3-2. We got 2 cracks at this. You know, let's eliminate and then, you know, try and add bodies here in the next round. And that would be the plan, right? To get both those guys back.
214 says, tell Ralph it's great to hear his voice. I miss him so much. You can watch the Ralph Cast podcast there. Is that on YouTube, Ralph?
It's on the YouTube, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we called the YouTube people. We got it all set up. And wasn't that Michael Scott? Call the YouTube people. And we got it all set up. And so we drop a show tomorrow. And tomorrow we have the great Selena Ray and Savannah Humoller, who covers the Stars in Texas for D210 Sports. And then we have a little, we're going to talk about officials. And then I have a cool little segment, 100 Miles from Hockey. And on Saturday I went golfing. And I was with a guy I got paired up with. I didn't even know him. And he had his first hole in one ever. And I still haven't had one. And I have some videos. So
he buy you a drink?
Yeah.
He buy you a drink?
Yeah. You know, he kind of skirted off there at the end, though. Because there were a bunch of guys waiting. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He, you know, his wife bought him the round for his birthday. He drove over. So I think he was like, I'm going home. The hell
with you. I got you.
I'm not buying drinks. I'm getting out of here.
Oh, yeah. You're the best, Ralph.
Well, have fun tonight,
thanks,
Ralph.
Guys.
Yeah.
Oh,
let's talk.
Guys.
Let's talk next week.
Let's do it, huh, for round 2.
Yes, sir. There he goes. Read him on the Ralph Stack. Watch him on the Ralph Cast. It's Ralph Strangis here with you in the G-Bag Nation talking Stars.
I was thinking about that as I asked that question.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt, right?
I was like, whoops.
Yeah, but I mean, that's tradition. You're supposed to buy.
Yeah, you're supposed to buy, the round.
Who's in the twosome or the foursome, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right,
you're supposed to get drinks there afterwards.
Right.
All right, that's actually why I quit golfing shortly after I quit drinking. I couldn't risk that anymore, you know, because how much of a dead I am out there throwing darts at the hole. All right, we'll be back here to Crosstalk with the Fan After Dark, see what Fred and Blake have cooking here for you.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.